Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 11th, 2005. My voice sounds a little crackly. I'm preparing this very early in the morning before 6 o'clock, as I have a meeting to go to in about an hour. And just want to encourage you today with this message entitled, The Scarlet Cord. And the scripture text is from Joshua chapter 2, verse 21. It states, "And she tied the scarlet cord in the window." I want to especially consider those that feel that they may have no hope as I write this message. Among the saddest of human conditions is the sense of having no hope. Rahab is introduced into the scriptural record as a prostitute in Joshua 2, verse 1. And both biographical references to her in the New Testament forthrightly remind the reader that she was a prostitute. She was also a resident of doomed Jericho. So what kind of hope did she have? But providentially, she was a part of God's plan and provided the means of deliverance for the two spies whom Joshua had sent to look over the land. In recognizing the spies, she acknowledged their God with a powerful statement of faith when she declared, "The Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below." In exchange for providing protection for the spies, she pleaded with them for the salvation of her family. They promised her, "We will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." But there was a condition. She was to tie the scarlet cord in the window. The scarlet cord for Rahab was a practical sign of her faith and obedience, perhaps also identified her location at the time of the conquest so that she and her family might be saved. But it is also a symbol of grace, for it certainly had absolutely no capabilities of saving her or her family from the destruction that befell Jericho. As early as the first century, commentators also saw this scarlet cord as a symbol of the blood of Jesus. Our spiritual scarlet cord is the wonderful grace of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, 7 and 8 declares, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding." That's Ephesians 1, 7 and 8. Our salvation is a matter of grace from start to finish. Rahab had no rights to God's favor, and neither do we. But through the scarlet cord of redemption, through faith, we can also be in God's family. Now that's a hope we all need today. And in spite of all the other issues that we may be dealing with, this can provide us an assurance concerning that which matters most. Trust the Lord today. This is Stephen C. Weber with today's Daily Encouragement Net podcast. Brooksine has written a prayer today. Actually, I prepared a portion of the message last night and further edited it this morning. However, she didn't sleep too well last night and is still in bed. We had a suggestion several weeks ago that Brooksine join me in reading her prayer. Well, she's not up today, but the prayer is on the website at dailyencouragement.net. Today's Friday, November 11th reading. Let me also share today that as I prepared the message, it brought to mind a great old hymn that I'm sure some of you have heard and sung called "Wonderful Grace of Jesus." I first recall hearing it at a large men's type seminar, sung without instrumentation. How powerful that was. I do have a sample of it if you care to listen on the web. There's a click away. And then finally, a personal note. I am leaving to be somewhere. I have to leave about 6:30 this morning Eastern Time for a meeting at 7. I'm assisting with a group of men providing business training in a book. Some of you have heard of Larry Burkett's ministry, I'm sure, called Business by the Book. Let me also give a brief update concerning my mom's condition. Those that regularly follow this series may recall that she, my elderly, almost 85-year-old mother, lives with us now. I especially honor my wife for providing the majority of the care. And with age, her condition has certainly slipped, particularly the last year of her life. She now has a condition called the shingles. Very painful. We hear it takes a long time to get over, and then with her age, that's additionally a challenge. Well, we do see in some areas some improvement, but it just seems for her it's one thing after another. Last night I prayed with her and committed her to God's care, that she would have internal peace and assurance of God's love and care through all this. Let me also say we're so thankful for the support from her neighbors and church friends. They've been wonderful. It's great to have connections with God's family. One of the issues the doctor stresses is keeping her moving so that she does regain her strength. And that includes brief walks outside. And if you care to look today on the website, I have a photo of myself walking with her that Brooksine took. It was actually a couple days ago. Yesterday, the cold weather started to come in here, but it has been so pleasant up to that point. Care to look at that? Again, the website is dailyencouragement.net. Well, be encouraged today and recognize that in Christ, you and I, we all have hope. Let's trust Him today.